Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Fridge Air Purifier. Extend the life of your food and get rid of those bad odors for good. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and save $10 with code HOWIEFRESH.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The CDC hasn't changed, and the CDC hasn't really flip-flopped at all.
I have taken a lot of heat, so I am flip-flopping, I say.
People should not be walking around with masks.
A little bit better.
And masks are protective.
But it's not providing the perfect protection that people think.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
But first, let's check in with the leader of the free world who is sane, healthy, and not in any way suffering from cognitive decline.
The Congress passes laws for purchasing things. And as president, I get to decide where we spend them and what we purchase. I have purchased what was called for.
It just goes to show you.
Goes to show you what?
Well, it just goes. What the hell are you talking about? Yeah?
I thought maybe there's a moral.
No, there ain't no moral. I just like that story.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. And this is another big news day. We hope the fact checkers are out for Biden today again, because now it turns out he was a Teamster. Well, I don't know if he was a Teamster, but he said he drove a truck. He drove an 18-wheeler. Can you imagine? I mean, it's scary enough to think of that guy with a regular driver's license, but can you imagine with a CDL, that guy in an 18-wheeler, a semi? Yikes. That's how they lost a couple of toll booths in Connecticut, I believe, and a bunch of people got killed years and years ago. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show, and we've got all kinds of stuff to get through here today. And it's another day. They're going back and forth on these masks, and they're trying to they're still trying to scare the hell out of everybody and tell people that there's all this terrible stuff going on with the COVID Delta variant and the Epsilon variant and the Kappa variant and the Gamma Gamma Delta Chi Vest. Rush Week variant and the Animal House variant. And, give me a bleeping break, would you please? I mean, I just, there's only so much I can take of all this.
Anyway.
And if we don't
drive an 18-wheeler, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I wish.
Oh, yeah? That's awesome.
I got to.
It turns out, when he was a freshman senator back in 1973,
three and a half decades ago.
Yeah, that by my count, we're getting closer to a half century ago. But hey, be that as it may, he rode in a big scary truck for a couple of hours, and now that has become that he is he was a former truck driver. Okay,
very good. What,
can I open the door?
We don't actually have the keys.
Unfortunately,
the keys.
It's locked.
Oh, man. Man.
Oh, boy. I guess we better just go with these here. Again, my theory that, go lead with your best video. That's what they said in local TV news. Lead with your best audio. And we've got some stuff. Where is he? He's in Pennsylvania again?
I think so, yeah. At the Mac factory. The Mac plant.
How many electoral votes does Pennsylvania have? About 275? I guess that's the only state he thinks he needs to win. That's the only state. Well, it's easier because it's midway. I guess you could say in a way it's midway between D.C. and Wilmington, Delaware, I should say, is midway between Philadelphia or Pennsylvania and Washington, D.C. So he... I finally did that column for the Herald today, and it's at the top of the page. And I think, is it posted? Have we posted it? We posted it, right, on our website? Yeah, it's posted. Okay, so you can go to HowieCarrShow.com and see my column about Joe Biden. These are the sound cuts that we've been playing, and I finally transcribed them and put them in there. And and one of the Biden people, though, underneath my column said, why do you keep printing this nonsense? 90% of that column is Joe Biden's own sound, is his own words. That's nonsense. That guy's going to be canceled. He's going to be charged with lese majeste or blasphemy or some such thing. But anyway, so that now there's a whole bunch more. And these are from Pennsylvania today. He was at the Mack truck factory. And
I'm not going to say anything. I just came to drive a truck.
He just came to drive a truck.
My name is Joe Biden, and I'm a car guy.
I'm a car guy. My late wife's father-in-law sold cars for a living. That would be my dad. Okay, so now history. There are many things Joe has a problem with. The initials for federal agencies, numbers, the name of the Wuhan flu. He also has a problem with presidential history. Cut 24.
Back in 2009, during the so-called Great Recession, the president asked me to be in charge of managing that piece, then President Trump. Excuse me, Freudian slip. That was the last president. He caused, anyway, that was President Obama when I was vice president.
I don't think that's a Freudian slip. I you know, don't ask me to exactly define Freudian slip, but that was not a Freudian slip. That was a dementia slip. Then President Trump. But let's go back to some more of the references to these congressional agencies that he was voting on for about a half century. Some of these agencies he created. He voted to create the agencies, but he still has a problem with them. Cut 20.
To help small and medium-sized businesses bid on these contracts. And my Department of Commerce is working to help government agencies connect with new domestic suppliers in every state.
The Department of Commerce. Now, I know Gina Raimondo, the former governor of Rhode Island, runs the Department of Commerce. But who runs the Department of Commerce? And by the way, isn't it good that she's gone? Because acting Governor McKee, who wants to run for re-election next year, has said, no, we're not going back to any mask mandates in Rhode Island. I think that's a pretty good way to get reelected or to get elected to your own first term as governor. All right. 844-500-4242. 413 says Wilmington, Delaware, D.C., and Pennsylvania. The Jomuda Triangle.
He's the only one that gets lost in it.
Yeah, but it's like the Bermuda Triangle because you never get out of the Bermuda Triangle. He's never going to get out of the Jomuda Triangle. That's pretty clear, isn't it?
You know the thing.
Because he has a problem with the directions. Cut 17.
With this rule, we'll be able to buy medical products from companies like OraSure that are up there down the road in Bethlehem, or up the road in Bethlehem, I should say. I'm used to thinking from Scranton.
Up the road, down the road, up the road.
Thank God he wasn't with the wise men when they were looking for the original Bethlehem. They would have gotten really lost.
Well, he would know how to follow the stars because, you know, his old man, his deceased wife's father-in-law, used to look through the ceiling and see the stars up in the sky because apparently they had holes in the ceiling back in those days. Okay, cut 14.
Buy America has become a hollow promise. But my administration is going to make Buy America
my-imation.
A reality.
My-imation. That's right. Isn't there a rock song along those lines? I'm drawing a blank.
My Sharona.
My Sharona. There it is. My Sharona. My-imation. 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 Cut 9.
No matter what background a kid comes from, whether a single mom or a single dad who is on what we used to call welfare or in trouble.
What? I don't get that sentence. Okay. All right. Let's see. You got any more that stand out? Oh, I got one. Seven. Cut seven.
Transit systems, high-speed internet, clean drinking water, cleaning up and capping the orphan wells.
Orphaned wells. I thought he said abandoned. He said orphaned wells.
Whether an orphan well has a single mom or a single dad, we're going to cap it. It's important to cap those wells. And that's no bull. 844-500-4242. We'll have some more of this when we come back. I'm thinking about my generation. That's it. That's what I'm thinking about. Hope I die before I get old. Keith Moon succeeded in the wish of the Who. He drank himself to death at, I don't know, the age of 28 or somewhere in there. The frenzied real estate market is causing bidding wars across certain segments. Real estate brokers are holding calls for highest and best offers because demand is so high. How do you as a seller know if you have realized all of the money for your property and if you sold under the best terms? You wouldn't hire a refrigerator repairman to fix your valuable car. So when selling real estate, let the bidding war experts for over 45 years sell your property quickly, contingency-free, and for true market value. Recent real estate auctions for Howie Carr Show listeners have attracted as many as 35 qualified cash-ready buyers battling for their properties. At the end of your auction, you will know that no money was left on the table. Remember, when you sell your real estate in the usual way with a broker, you pay the commission. But in a J.J. Manning auction, the buyer pays. That saves you, the seller, thousands of dollars right there. Whether residential, commercial, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now for top dollar. To learn more on how to get your property sold quickly and contingency-free, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
When Howie's on, every radio is a magic radio.
Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in.
Howie Carr is back.
Okay. Everybody's a sleuth when it comes to these Joe Biden cuts. So we're going to have to play the other one about, he talked about cleaning up and clapping the abandoned well. So now, there was a big fat guy who was talked about serving no wine before his time. See if he mentioned the big fat guy who, I'll give you another clue. Rosebud. Here it is. Cut seven.
Transit systems, high-speed internet, clean drinking water, cleaning up and capping the orphan wells.
The orphan? That's the final line of Citizen Kane.
It's the first line of Citizen Kane.
Two. But it's also the last.
It's shown at the end.
Oh,
what Rosebud was.
Oh, it's shown because it's a sleigh and it's being thrown into a fire.
You ruined it.
But anyway, this Rosebud. So and I can't even tell you what Rosebud was in fact a reference by William Randolph Hearst.
I know.
Say you can Google it. What did Rosebud really mean when it came to William Randolph Hearst? And you'll be amused. But it does sound like Orphan Welles. Orphan Welles. Great War of the Worlds on the Radio Mercury Theater, and he did a lot of stuff. But you know, he ended up as a pitch man for wine.
You ever see the outtakes for that commercial?
No, I didn't.
I'll have to show you.
I've seen him on with Johnny Carson having a few chuckles about the whole thing. So there's a story today. Some bars and restaurants in Boston, Cambridge asking restaurants to asking customers to show proof of vaccination. The Middle East restaurant and nightclub in Cambridge announced its new rule in a Facebook post Tuesday. Jacques Cabaret, a popular drag club in Boston's Bay Village, made a similar announcement on Facebook recently. Jacques, that's where Whitey Bulger used to hang out there. He claimed he was taking care of people. Other people suspected otherwise. It's a drag club, transvestites. The Plow and Stars in Cambridge has been asking people who attend live performances to show proof of vaccination as well. The Plow and Stars is a good place, but I remember after the blizzard of 78, a woman was leaving there and she got stabbed to death because there were all these snowbanks and no one could see what was going on and anything. They never solved that murder. So the Plow and Stars and Jocks, among other places, are requiring customers to show proof of vaccination. Anyway, the poll question today is for Superbeats Memory and Focus. Support your brain health and cognitive performance with Superbeats Memory and Focus. Get your Superbeats Memory and Focus today at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. And when you buy two bags, they'll throw in the third for free. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Would you go into a bar that requires you to show proof of vaccination?
I don't think I'd go into Jacques, period. But in the Plow and Stars, I used to like the Plow and Stars, but you know, again, there have been problems there. Long time ago, I admit it. But no, I would not go in.
97% say they wouldn't go either.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Can we be serious about this whole thing? This is so absurd. Come on, man. I was looking for this story and I couldn't find it. But while I was looking for it, I found a story in another story that the Globe had posted from Bloomberg today. Younger, sicker, quicker. The changing face of the U.S. pandemic. And this is about Missouri. You know, Missouri is, they're blaming it on the people in Branson. You know, the people who like to go see the old country stars, the Mo Bandys, the Stampleys, et cetera, et cetera. I don't remember anyone declining within 24 hours until now, said Rachel Keach, a physician with Missouri's Mercy Health System who specializes in caring for hospital patients. Patients are coming to the hospital sooner. They're requiring higher levels of oxygen faster and then maximizing out on what hospitals can do and needing to go with the ICU faster. So this is Missouri, right? So I'm saying, wow. The deaths must be really out of control. How far down into the story do I have to read to find out how many people are dying in Missouri? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Oh, 17th paragraph. COVID-19 death. How many people get to the 17th paragraph? How many people get to the 7th paragraph of a news story? COVID-19 deaths in the state, meanwhile, have remained at low levels, with 24 confirmed in the last week. So shouldn't that be up a little higher in the story? That there are very few deaths in Missouri? But we just have to keep it, this is panic porn. I'm glad that more people are starting than Grace and I are starting to point this out. But I mean, come on. So this is a story on the front page of the Boston Globe webpage right now about Missouri cases skyrocketing in Missouri, cases spiraling in the show me state, cases surging. But what is a case? Who the hell cares about a case? They're not talking about people going into hospitals. They're not talking about ventilators. They're not even talking about people getting sick. They're talking about cases. Why, if these cases, these positive tests are so important, didn't they just throw out all the PCRs or the PRCs, whatever they call it? The things that have been producing all these false positives that couldn't even tell the difference between a COVID case and a flu case? Are these the numbers we're still using? Next thing you're going to... I want to see Joe Biden CDL from his days as a truck-driving man. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
Amazon will sell no wine before it's time.
That's Orphan Welles. As Joe Biden would say, or as Joe Biden said this afternoon in Connecticut, in Pennsylvania. What am I talking about? I was just, sorry, I was late getting back because we just had a, I was just having some food from Alma Gaucha.
It's delicious.
The amazing Brazilian steakhouse on D Street in South Boston, where I don't think you do not need to show any vaccination papers to get into Alma Gaucha. And it's a fantastic steakhouse. They provided the meal today for the VIPs. How was it, guys? Everybody liked it? It was really good. Even a vegetarian here enjoyed it. The hearts of palm. Yeah. The potato salad was amazing. Yeah, everybody agrees they have the best potato salad around. We've ever heard. All of us agree on that. Anyway, we thank the Alma Gaucha for bringing in the great food, the ribeye, the sirloin steak, the Brazilian sausage, the asparagus. Everything was fantastic, as always, and the cheese bread. Okay, all right. 913, we have Missouri listeners. I work in Branson, Missouri. The Boston Globe thinks COVID is a much bigger deal than the people in Branson do. Yeah, I know.
Well, that's what I'm finding with a lot of this. And I mentioned this today earlier, Howie, that, you know, you talk to people whose lives don't revolve around reading headlines and, you know, following the mainstream media like ours do. And a lot of them are just tuning these people out at this point. Like I said to Will last night, did you see the CDC's new recommendations? And he's like, no, I was at work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was actually doing something. I'm not following Rochelle Walensky's word for word advice. So I just don't even think people are giving it as much thought as they used to. I think the fear factor is really over for people, and only the people who loved wearing the mask, which, by the way, Kamala Harris started her thing yesterday where she said, if you don't, no one likes wearing a mask, so get vaccinated. I'd like to challenge that. There are some people who have really enjoyed this mask stuff.
Well, there was another headline in the Globe earlier today. They've scrubbed the story since then, but it's something like worries grow as cases rise. You know, my only worry is they're going to lock us down again. Yeah. They're going to make us wear a mask. I had no fear of the first virus. This one is 1/5 as deadly, apparently, according to the numbers you can't read anywhere. So why would I be concerned about something that's going to kill 1/5 as many people as the earlier one, which 99.7% of the population could survive? You know?
No,
I don't want to. Could I see your papers, please, before you can come in? Do you like how we have put the plexiglass back up in the bar? You know, I mean, one-way aisle.
Please.
One-way aisle, pal. We're back, us Karens. You know, that's what I'm concerned about, and I think most people are.
People have really enjoyed the power trip, and they're not letting go of it anytime soon. But I thought this was interesting because there was a story today in Town Hall, and it was kind of breaking down polls, which I know none of us listen to polls. They're ridiculous, but sometimes they're amusing. And I found this very interesting. This was an ABC poll. Thinking about the next 12 months, would you say you feel optimistic or pessimistic about the way things are going in this country? In a survey at the end of April, Howie, 64% said they felt optimistic. Today,
that's way down.
45% feel optimistic.
Right.
And what this entire story in Town Hall, it's called Biden's COVID Presidency, and it's by Byron York. And what it kind of talks about is, out of all the issues when they poll people, the only one that he's really above water on is COVID, because he was handed the solution by President Trump. So obviously, when the cases took a sharp decline because of Operation Warp Speed, it was a big win for him. But now even that's looking like he's not going to handle this correctly. And I think his approval rating is really going to tank. Not that that changes, you know, the situation we're in, but I'm really hopeful for the midterms. I have to be, otherwise I'll cry.
Well, that's why it's so important to get the country locked down.
Yeah.
So we can, you know, have those mail-in ballots again. You know, access to free and fair elections, which aren't.
It's just all so transparent. That's one thing I always say about Democrats. They have no nuance. It's nothing is subtle about this. Speaking of insane, are you ready for this? Biden administration forces Border Patrol agents to wear masks as they watch thousands of illegals untested for COVID parade into the country each week. The level of ridiculousness that we're at. Did you hear the story I read today from Texas?
La Jolla, Texas. I want to read that. Well, I'll get into that again later on.
It was crazy. A family in La Jolla at a Whataburger is like coughing, sneezing, and the.
Somebody came out of the Whataburger, which, you know, that's the big burger joint in Texas. Good place. And they came out and they flagged down a cop.
Yeah.
And they say there's some illegal aliens in there. They're just coughing and sneezing and all this stuff. And what's worse is they're all enjoying the first of their lifelong vacation in the United States. They're all in hotels and they're sending them in free food in addition to every other thing that's free. But they say, oh, we like to get out and about and see our new country, see where we're gonna enjoy our free eats for the rest of our lives. So they go to this Whataburger and they're just coughing and sneezing. They're all sick and these people in Texas. And I would assume Hidalgo County, that's one of those places that's predominantly Hispanic. They're going nuts. They're saying, what the hell's going on here?
Yeah.
These people, and you know, they want us to take the vaccine. They're threatening to lock us down. And these people, these illegal aliens coming in on welfare, they're criminals. They get to do whatever the hell they please.
But when you think about it, Howie, it's frustrating for us and it's frustrating for Americans. But also think about how frustrating it is for these border patrol agents. I mean, all these guys, women and men do all day long, they're doing like yeoman's work. They're bringing stuff from home to try to help the kids that are in the migrant centers. They're diving in to help kids not drown. They're really heroes in action. And what they're told is, you can't say this because it's racist. You can't say these words. We're bringing in a diversity officer and you have to wear a mask while you do all this work in the blazing sun.
Hey, you can't call them illegal aliens anymore. Right. They told the immigration judges that they can't call them illegal aliens anymore. That's what's in the federal code, but you can't quote the federal code anymore.
No, of course
when you're
not.
When you're rendering a decision, because the federal code is racist apparently.
And speaking of COVID hypocrisy, I'm sure you're going to get to this story as well, but Gavin Newsom has pulled his kids out of a basketball camp after maskless photos emerge. So California Governor Gavin Newsom has withdrawn two of his children from a summer basketball camp. The saddest part about this is the statement from a spokesperson. It said, the Newsoms were concerned to see unvaccinated children unmasked indoors at a camp their children began attending yesterday.
And what was it, the French Laundry camp? Or was it the Napa Valley Winery camp? You know, he has a winery. He's a man of the people. He has a winery in the Napa Valley. And he kept that place open. The rest of the wineries were shut down, but his remained open. Larry Elder was talking about this today in the Wall Street Journal. He said, you know, it's not just going to the French Laundry. If people forget that winery being open.
Yeah,
he is such a fraud.
Yeah, and it's funny because everyone thinks they have a bad governor. But if you talk to people from California, like I talk to a lot of the red state writers and a lot of them are based in California, and you can't win that competition. Like if you try to say, well, our governor was weighing turkeys before Thanksgiving, they're like, hold on a second. We have the worst governor. They're very, very territorial over that.
You know what's a tough break for him, though, is this comes out. You know, he's starting to really fade in those polls. They thought he had a pretty good chance of hanging on. But, you know, he's starting to lose ground. And you got to figure those polls are as crooked as every other poll. If that poll says he's neck and neck, whether he's going to be recalled or not, you got to figure he's down
yeah.
like 5, 6, 7 points.
Yeah. And that's like the Republican math you have to do. Like when they said, oh, Trump is going to lose by blah, blah, blah. You're like, okay, so mm-hmm. he's definitely neck and neck. But if someone says you're neck and neck, it means you're way past the opponent.
What about the study that came out last week? The experts in polling are still pondering. They're baffled by why the Republicans do better at the polls than they do in the actual opinion polls before the. They're baffled by it. Have they ever heard of something called cancel culture? Do they understand what's going on in this country that people don't want to tell what's going on because they're afraid it's going to come back to bite them?
But I think some of the pollsters decided that the reason they got the polls really wrong in 2020 was because of Donald Trump. Like it was his fault.
Everything else is his fault.
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
He scared them.
Yeah, 201 says this whole COVID resurgence is all about mail-in voting, period. I try not to be a conspiracy theorist, but I think that's part of it. Definitely.
It's not conspiracy. I mean, it's just, it is what it is at this point.
It's too early though. They're, you know, this is like, you know, starting to cry at your preliminary court appearance, your arraignment.
Timing
you save
everything.
It for after you've been found guilty and you're about to be sentenced. That's when you take the heart attack.
Well, you made the comparison the other day about the Berlin Wall.
Yeah.
Remember I said, why wouldn't they wait, at least wait 6 months, give people a real taste of freedom, and then maybe they'll go, oh, okay, I kind of forget what the mask mandates are like. I kind of forget the lockdown. I'll do it again. But right now it's like we are all post-pandemic for, what, a month? People are raging. People are loving it.
Yep.
You can't rein us in now. You just open the gates.
Yeah, I know it's going over much less well than I anticipated. The Karens, I mean, I'm sure there are Karens out that are, well, you see it on the message boards of all the stories. They're really into it, but they're outnumbered now.
Well, I was talking to a girl from California, and she has a roommate, and she said her roommate was like full Karen, like all the time, was getting COVID tested frequently because she was so paranoid about it. And she said, you know how I know it's pretty much over is that she said to this woman I was talking to, I'm not going back. I threw away all my masks. I'm not putting them back on. And she was like a dead ender.
Yeah.
So that doesn't bode well.
Your sister said she threw away all her masks too.
Oh yeah. My sister's not into it either. I had to buy one yesterday.
I have my mask from the Norfolk County Sheriff's Department and my Gooner mask there. There's a Trump Pence mask.
Oh, a Trump mask, yeah. But when
it doesn't matter. If you go to Jacques, you're not getting into Jacques with that mask on. I'll tell you, not with the Trump Pence mask on.
You're not getting into the French Laundry either.
Yeah.
One more thing I want to say about Gavin Newsom, Howie, is that my favorite part of every column that comes out about Gavin Newsom, whether it's about his kids, being caught without masks on or whatever, his latest hypocrisy, they always end the columns. No matter if it's a Republican or Democrat, conservative media or liberal, it always ends with, Newsom is currently facing a recall election on September 14th. I'm like, yeah, I know. And I like that how they throw that in at the end, because it's like, oh, this is his great idea. He's inviting all the homeless to California. And then at the very end of the article, it will say he's currently facing a recall.
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, spoiler. We figured out why throughout the course of this.
Newsom needs those mail-in ballots. I think he needs a lot of ballots.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how many he needs. And someone says 857. I have to wear one on the bus. Did you see the picture of the woman in Chelsea on Sunday? She they told her she had to wear a bus in Bellingham Square. A mask. She had to wear a mask. She was on a bus. Excuse me. And she flipped out and broke the window.
I've been saying this.
She
you know what?
And she did not look like she was wearing a MAGA hat in Chelsea, believe it or not.
I keep saying this. There was all those videos during the pandemic of people freaking out, like moms at football games being tased. And I say this once a day. If they bring it back, be prepared. You're going to be looking at a video of a woman at CVS being tased by police officers, and you're going to go, is that Grace Curley? Yeah. Yeah, it is. I'm warning you right now.
All right. Thank you, Grace.
Thanks, I.
Protecting.
Don't tase me, bro. Don't tase me. I didn't do anything. Ow! Ow! Ow!
Protecting my family is my number one priority, but I want to do it safely. Taser. Yes, Taser believes that safer self-defense is better self-defense. Taser's line of non-lethal self-protection devices are small and lightweight enough to carry with you or in your glove compartment or purse. Yet they're powerful enough to incapacitate an attacker, as you just heard. Guns carry unnecessary risks for you and those around you. Even pepper spray could be dangerous and ineffective. Taser products are safer and easy to use. They use an electrical charge to immobilize attackers for up to 30 seconds, allowing you time to escape and send emergency dispatch to your GPS location. More than 237,000 lives have been saved with the Taser network of devices. Protect yourself and your family with Taser's line of smart self-defense products. Taser devices are available without a permit in most U.S. states. Get Taser Pulse Plus or Taser Strike Light at Taser.com with promo code Howie. Save 15% now at Taser.com, promo code Howie. Spelled TASER.com, promo code Howie. Restrictions apply. See site for details. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
You just shot an unarmed man, but he should arm himself.
The Howie Carr Show.
We're waiting to see what Charlie Parker said today about the governor of Massachusetts. I don't think he's really in the mood to go all in on the masks and lockdowns and turkey patrols, et cetera, again, because he has a primary opponent. I mean, you know, I know a lot of people have said Jeff Deal is kind of a, you know, thin gruel and he hasn't said much, but he's keeping him honest, I think, on this one. We'll see. We'll see. Let's play a couple more Joe Biden cuts here. We'll take a call to here before the top of the hour. But this is Joe Biden again today talking about, you know, what makes life great. Cut 18.
And we got to know, I used to have a great friend, a friend who used to play for Providence College back in the days when they had great teams. His name was Pete McLaughlin.
He had a friend, a great friend, a friend who was a great friend.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down a road and back again.
Down to Providence on I-95. Still wide open state, no mask coming back in Little Rhodey. Yes. Thank you for being a friend. Okay. All right. Let's just have a little bit of rambling before we go back to the phone lines. Cut 13.
We'll hire the American company, but that American company is going to have a subsidiary overseas where Americans don't work, where it's much cheaper, they can make more money, and they're going to say, we have to have that as part of the chain of building the product.
I don't know about that chain, but I want to go back to those non-American Americans. Okay.
Overseas. We're non-Americans don't.
Non-American Americans. Okay. May we quote you on that, Mr. President? John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie. I wondered if our only hope of a reporter that would ask, maybe is Peter Ducey, Jen Psaki, if a U.S. citizen has to wear a mask, how come the 1.2 million that are overwhelming the southern border that you say is closed don't have to, and why aren't they tested?
Right. Why aren't they tested? And, you know, under the Trump administration back in 2009, as he said today, if you tested positive and tried to sneak into the country, you were kept in Mexico. You were basically locked up down there. I think they called it Rule 42. And Biden, I think, said that they were going to keep Rule 42. But judging by the police reports from La Jolla, Texas, they're letting them just run amok. And apparently the Fox station down there did a story about this, these illegals coming in, you know, to Whataburger and just coughing up and going around without masks and just enjoying themselves and infecting everybody else, perhaps. It was apparently such a damaging report that the Catholic charities that were sponsoring these people that are paying for it, they're not paying, they're taking our money. They're getting subsidies. This is why this is great for these quote unquote charities. They're getting rich off all the money that's being spent to put these people into the heartland and just to destabilize entire communities, just like they've destabilized the entire state of California. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.